What's up, guys? I'm Ryan Eddy.
I'm Jackson Snow, and we have some guests.
Yeah, we do.
Chris and Donovan.
Hello,
I'm Chris.
I'm Don.
I'm Chris.
Yeah.
They're kind of, football connoisseurs.
One of them just kind of tag on, sort of like a make-a-wish situation.
Kind of just like one who's a biased fan.
Yeah, so we got a delusional fan and a football ball knower. So,
well, today we're going to go over our NFL playoff predictions, who we have winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to go all the way through both AFC and NFC and talk about it a little bit. And yes, we are recording this a little bit late by the time you guys are watching this. Monday games are already done, but it hasn't happened yet. So going backwards in time, we're going to try to be honest in who we had, and what we got wrong, what we got right. And so I'll start. So, Bills over Broncos, let's not spend a lot of time on this, it's a pretty obvious one. If you had the Broncos, and you're either John Gruden or never watched football in your life.
Hey, I predicted this one to a T, Bills blowout. And some people are kind of like, Bo Nix hype.
Speak up.
Yeah, I just thought Josh Allen would kill the Broncos, which he did, so.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Well, he didn't have a chance.
Yeah, he didn't.
I thought there was a chance that after that first drive, but it was ugly.
Yeah,
it was ugly from there.
To say the least, yeah.
All right, so next one, Ravens over Steelers. Mike Tomlin checked out as soon as he hit 9 wins. Russ is an elite quarterback. My hot take before the game was T.J. Watt would need at least 4-plus sacks to stay within 3 possessions. And obviously, he didn't record a single stat. He hasn't recorded a stat in like 152 plays or something like that. I saw that out there. And
I mean, I had the Ravens winning. Obviously, the Ravens in the regular season had trouble with Pittsburgh, but they played them too many times. Lamar figured them out. And they were just on a very bad cold streak after 9 wins. They couldn't put together anything. So I think Tomlin should get fired after this past performance, even though they had a good year, but I don't know, they George Pickens, a lot of drops recently, but I don't know, everything just went wrong at the end of the year for the Steelers, but they weren't projected to be that good at the beginning of the season, so Ravens are just better.
With this game, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm a little confused why the Pittsburgh wouldn't throw to their number one receiver, George Pickens. As you saw, when that boy got the ball, he made a play.
Yeah.
It just did it too late, in my opinion, and that just goes back to coaching. But Ravens, number one run defense, held the Steelers under 50 rushing yards, and went from there.
I do want to say this, though. Some coaches in the NFL need to play Madden more for time management reasons. Like last night, Tampa Bay, it was not good either. I mean, shoot, they wasted 10 seconds when they didn't need to. I mean, it's just... Some coaches in the NFL, man, just not good.
Yeah.
I'm actually very glad the Bucs lost. It brought me a lot of joy. Todd Boyles, I hope he stays for a long time. He sucks. And the Panthers will probably win the division with him then. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we all have the we didn't. Jax is the only one who
see this was kind of my thought process, right? Jane Daniels, first playoff game on the road. I didn't think he was gonna show out the way that he did. Baker Mayfield, costly fumble at the end of the game. That was kind of bad. I mean, I think he's going to be thinking about that one for a while. But, it was a great game. It really was. Baker and Mike Evans were kind of torching Marshawn Lattimore in the first half. And Jay Daniels was just, it's really something when you can, go out on a run, scramble. It kind of helps improve your offense a lot. And I think Jay Daniels balled out.
Yeah, and although I like Baker and I like the Bucks, they're just kind of in between. They don't have a good enough roster to make a run, but they're also not bad enough to drop out of the playoffs. So they're just kind of in between, hovering, and they don't really have any championship window. So they're kind of stuck in mediocrity.
Yeah, I don't think any of these teams can make a really big run because the next game is the Lions. The Lions are a juggernaut. So, we'll
see if Jay
Daniels is up
for
the task.
Any thoughts
on the game?
On the Lions?
Or just the
Tampa Bay Washington
game? Yeah, Tampa Bay Washington game.
Nah. I didn't expect him to do as good as he did, actually. I did expect him to win, though, but not as, like, throw over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. I didn't expect that.
Yeah. All right, so moving on. This is the one where we kind of struggled with. Chargers and Texans game. I personally picked the Chargers, as you guys know, that did not pan out. But, I picked them because of the recent struggles the Texans have been going through. And they just overcame all of them in the playoffs, and credit to them.
I also want to add on to that. Obviously, that played a factor in the line. But I didn't expect Justin Herbert to play the worst game of the season. And I thought, you know, Brandon Staley's gone. I thought that was kind of like a little bit of an answer. And obviously, the Texans defense showed out. I mean, they
Also, their most undisciplined game of the year. They had more penalty yards than they did all season. And before this, they were a top five team in penalty yards per game. So it's really surprising that their worst performance for Justin Herbert, for the entire team penalty-wise, all came when it mattered most.
Yeah, it's kind of sad day for Chargers fans.
Yeah.
Well, Johnson forgot how to play the game that game.
He never knows how to
play.
Yeah, he never knows how to
play.
He remembered his game. He had 5 touchdowns.
That is his game.
Yeah.
They only have one real receiver, and that's Ladd McConkey.
Yeah. What a dog.
Definitely some insanity.
Put on the white boys.
Trying the same thing over and over and over again, expecting it to work.
Yeah.
All right, so Eagles and Packers. I personally had Eagles. I just thought they had a better roster, and literally that's what it boiled down to. I had no reasoning, they just had a better roster.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Eagles have number one run defense. I mean, number one defense in the league. Mm-hmm. Passing, I mean, rushing, passing overall.
I'm going to go out on a limb. The Eagles are probably the most talented roster in the league because that might be a hot take, but they have the best O-line, the best D-line, really good receiver core, and Jalen Hurts didn't play his best game last night, but he's a solid QB. Got Saquon. I think they're just a really good team.
That is true, yeah. I'd say they're top two because they're the most talented.
But I don't see them making the Super Bowl pitch, though.
I do not either. But we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll see later.
All right.
That's realistic.
All right, so the last game in round one is happening tonight. Vikings and Rams. I personally have the Vikings. They're one of the best teams in the league. It's disappointing they have to play a wild card game away. I think the Rams had one season of championship window, and they used it perfectly, might I add. They got the chip, and they're just not capable of going back. They don't have the resources. They don't have the manpower. And the Rams are going to get blitzed into oblivion, and the Vikings are just going to air it out all game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Sam Darnold's going to struggle as much as he did against the Lions. I think this Rams team is probably the most inconsistent team in football. You go 1 week from scoring 44 against the Bills, and then the next game against the 49ers. It's a pump fest, you know. Yeah. And I think this Minnesota team, I think they're too good to be a 5 seed, but, you know, their division is stacked.
Yeah.
So I just think they're a better roster.
Yeah. Said it perfectly.
Yeah.
No way Vikings should lose.
No way.
But it's football. Anything on Sunday.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. So let's try to add on.
Nah.
All right. So round two, Chiefs and Chargers. As we know, the Chargers and the Texans. Oh, sorry. This was made before the by one wrong pick.
Yeah.
So Chiefs over Houston. Houston and the Chargers played the battle of who's going to lose to Kansas City next week, and Houston has the privilege of going to Cabo 1 week later. And the Chiefs are the best team in the league, and there's nothing you can do about it. I hate it as much as anyone else, but they're going to win.
I wouldn't say they're the best team in the league, but they have by far the best quarterback in the league and best head coach in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And best defensive, I wouldn't say best defensive coordinator. Just seems
he's a top-tier defense coordinator.
I think they're just all winners. As much as I hate to say it, I will actually be depressed if they win again. But that's besides the point. They're going to beat the Texans. I don't think the Texans, especially with C.J. Stroud, he's not playing up to what we thought he was going to do his sophomore year. But I think Kansas City's just too good.
The only way for the Texans to win, Texans have the number 2 sack defense, I believe. The only way Texans win if they have like 6 sacks that game.
Yeah.
That's the only way they'll win.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs O-line, we've seen, has struggled in the past.
They have new pieces, though. They've been improving.
Of course.
Their center and two guards are like the best in the league.
Yeah. No, I mean the tackles, though.
Their tackles are a struggle.
And their tackles are a struggle. And their left tackle isn't even originally a left tackle. I'm pretty sure he's a guard that transitioned to tackle due to injuries or actually, not even injuries. I'm pretty sure it was poor performance. And he got moved. So imagine how bad you have to be. And listen, I'm not an O-line guru, but I know moving from guard to tackle is extremely difficult. So imagine how bad you have to be for someone to move from guard to tackle to take your spot. That's how bad the left tackle and Chiefs.
Oh, that's what stats. Texans are number 4 in sacks and number 2 in picks. And then they're number 5 in total yards. So only way the Texans win this game is if their defense is the greatest defensive game we've seen in a while.
Yeah.
That's the only possible way I see it.
Well, let's put away the stats and just look at my home. You know what I mean?
Last year. All right, Chris Collinsworth.
Last year, bro, Mahomes, he pulls stuff out of his butt. Like, he's a magician, you know what I mean? I'm not lazy or anything, but, like,
no blaze.
The tackles are going to give up on the play. Let's be real here. It's going to be, like, third and long. Tackles are going to give up on the play. He's going to get blitzed by Willie Anderson. He's going to do a little wickamaboo and just run out to Travis Jones for a first down. It's going to make us all mad. It's going to happen. We have to acknowledge that now.
So, I don't know. Is Travis Kelce standing or on the ground when he makes that pass?
Probably. I don't know. Still laying down.
Yeah.
And then the next camera shot's going to be Taylor Swift.
Oh, my.
She's just in the booth.
Yay! Her high spots.
I forgot she had the Super Bowl.
All right. Next game, Bills and Ravens. I have the Bills winning. It's going to be MVP versus MVP runner-up. And simply put, I think Lamar is going to get outplayed by Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a better playoff performer. Lamar has been known to struggle in the playoffs. And the lights are going to be too bright for him. And I predict at least 2 interceptions from Lamar.
Oh, dang. That's a hot take.
That's my take.
What?
Two picks.
I'll piggyback off that. I think the Bills will beat the Ravens. Kind of the same thing. Actually, there's a stat. Since the year 2000, his record as a starter is last. His completion percentage is last. Yards per attempt last. Touchdown percentage last. Sack percentage last. Passer rating last. Success rating last. As a starter, I mean, all these stats kind of show that he's not really a really, really solid playoff performer. And they're in Buffalo. Buffalo is a really tough place to play. And I think Josh Allen will simply outplay him. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to be an offensive, like, slugfest, whoever performs on that end.
I disagree with that completely. First, I like to say the Bills will not slump all over the Ravens' defense.
I'm not saying they will. The Ravens' defense has been
really slumped. I'm saying it will not be a slugfest. The game will play out just like the Steelers game played out. Defense will get a stop. Lamar doesn't have to be a one-man show. I don't think it's crazy to say that Josh Allen will have better stats than Lamar in this game, but I feel like Lamar will be playing more efficient. And as long as the team utilizes Derrick Henry like they have against the Steelers game and the last time the Ravens played the Bills, the Ravens will win. I feel like it won't be a close game.
You don't think it'll be close?
I don't think it'll be close. I don't think it'll be a blowout, but I don't think it'll be close.
So two possession lead minimum?
Yeah, I'll say 10 game, 10 points.
Also, the reason why Allen's record, like, his stats look better than Lamar's in the playoffs is because of the fact he plays wild card. Lamar barely plays wild card games. You know that, right? Like, understand that? Wild card is literally meant for teams like Allen. Like, Allen, Lamar, and the Chiefs, like, super teams like that. These are just stat padding games against, like, bums like the Broncos. The Broncos should not have been in the playoffs over the Bengals, even though the Bengals didn't lose the Patriots were, like, 3-14, which it just shouldn't have happened. But I just feel like these are just stat pad games. Like, he's like almost number one in wild card. Lamar, Mahomes, they're not on that list. You know what I mean?
But
top touchdown scored in wild card.
But Lamar in last all these categories.
Yeah, I understand that. But like,
look, we gotta look at the team structure as well. Lamar in all those playoff games never really had a true number one receiver until last year with Zay Flowers and saw what he did in Houston. So I will say,
what about round two?
Yeah, what about round two?
Yeah, you do that.
First seed.
On round two, caught up to him, but I'm saying this year, he doesn't have to be a one-man army. He has Derrick Henry in the backfield. The weight should not be, the bright should not be as bright as those past years. And he's not even a one seed. How many of those playoff losses were in the one seed? You have a lot more pressure as a one seed than you have as a six seed.
Well, you could also say you're playing easier.
Well, this is a big game. This is against battle MVPs, and it's a lot of pressure.
What happened the last time the two teams played?
I mean, you could say the same thing about
like playoffs. Or like
I'm just saying in general.
Oh.
Hey, this is
it's a completely different game as well, football. Like, none of the regular season stats matter.
Yeah. Like I said, regular season is nothing to excuse about, and Martin, Derrick Henry are going to run over.
I think that's the main Bills. Way that they can beat the Buffalo Bills, because the defenses are on two different numbers. That's the only reason why.
But the Ravens also have the number one offense as well.
I just think Lamar's not going to play that great. I just don't think so.
We'll see.
Environment.
I mean, like,
in Buffalo is kind of tough to play.
That's not, well, it's colder than Baltimore, but Baltimore's not a one place. So
I'm I know.
It's going to be colder, but not as severe a change as like playing in Houston or Miami.
Yeah.
All right, so unless anyone has anything to add? No?
Yeah, either way.
Next game, I have Lions over Commanders, and Lions are juggernauts. They've been playing exceptionally well over the year, and I think it's a surprise I have going to the conference championship. I think the Commanders have a bright future, but that future isn't now.
Yeah.
I think the only way this game can be close is obviously the Lions offense is really just really amazing. Like,
yeah.
Jane Daniels really good too, but I don't think he's going to keep up with this Lions offense.
And this Commanders defense is nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Secondary, nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, shout out my dad though, he's a Commanders fan, but still, don't think y'all are going to win.
Especially in Detroit.
In Detroit.
Yeah. Alright, anything to add?
Nah.
Alright, Vikings and Eagles. I have the Vikings taking the lead. The Vikings are my underdog in the second round. I don't know if they're the underdog on any sports book since they won 13 games, but they are my underdog by seeding. They're a great team from Sam Darnold, formerly like one of the best QBs, after being on the Jets and doing nothing, to Brian Flores being one of, if not the best, defense coordinator in the league. After everything that happened in Miami, he's performed, he's done exceptional in his role, and I'd be extremely surprised if he doesn't get a head coaching job after this year. So that's why I have Vikings over Eagles.
I actually have the Eagles. My reasoning behind that is because, obviously, last game against the Packers, they made life very tough for that Packers offense. And I think Sam Darnold, great QB, but I just don't know if he's going to be able to match up with this Philly defense. I think it's the firepower on their offense, their defense mesh really well. I think the Vikings are really good. I think they can win this game, but I just don't think Sam Darnold will outplay.
I'll piggyback off of what Jackson said. I actually looked at the comparison between the Vikings and the Green Bay. Green Bay is slightly above the Vikings in total yards. Green Bay just has a slightly better offense than the Vikings, but like I said, Eagles have the number one defense in the league.
Yeah, their defense is
elite D-line, elite secondary, complete defense. So I feel like the Vikings could.
Oh, yeah. I think the pressure will... They're the best team in the league. I think they're just going to get to Sam Darnold. They're going to make life hard.
The Vikings could win. I just don't think it's likely.
Yeah, that's what I'm not counting them out. I just don't think they will. I think the pressure.
I got the Eagles,
too.
Yeah. And there isn't Donovan.
The only way the Eagles lose is because of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thanks to the Donovan, too. I mean,
it was almost the end of the third quarter. I only had, 39 passing yards. Against the Packers.
Yeah.
Didn't he not have a completion for almost a quarter and a half, something like that? It was bad. But I just don't think he's gonna, I don't know. I think the pressure from the D-line will really make Sam Darnold struggle. That's
I will say this though, the Vikings have the number two rushing defense in the league.
Yeah.
So they have a chance of stuffing Saquon, and that will play Jalen Hurts at the helm, but the Vikings do have a bottom passing defense. So Jalen Hurts is either winning the game or losing the game.
Exactly. They're both kind of wishy-washy. You don't know which one's going to look better.
All right, so round three. Now, this is where it starts to get a little unorthodox since we all picked different people in round two. So for most of us, I think it's Chiefs and Bills, right?
Yeah.
Everyone but Chris?
No.
Oh, you picked Ravens too?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Chiefs and Bills. And there you have Chiefs and Ravens. Frankly, I have Chiefs over Bills. It's going to be a back and forth game between two juggernauts. But when I think, when it comes down to the end of the game, I just trust Patrick Mahomes a little more than Josh Allen with the ball on that final drives. We've seen the Chiefs be mediocre for their standards and still win the Super Bowl. The league's in trouble that they have a 15-1 record and one Broncos game, but I'm not counting that.
Yeah, but I have the Bills. This could be full-out hater for me on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I'm speaking it into existence. I'm not letting them go back. The Bills, I have them winning. I think Josh Allen's going to get it done. I think this game's going to be close because you can't really blow up the Chiefs. They're just really good. Like, they know how to fight back. But a lot of those wins were very questionable. I don't know. I think that record is a little bit skewed. I think they should have had like at least 4 to 5 losses.
But to that point, the Chiefs are a team of winners, and they always find a way to win. So call it lucky, call it devil magic, call it whatever you want.
It is devil magic.
Call it whatever you want. They're full of winners, and they find a way to win. They find a way to win.
Does that happen to Mahomes?
But listen, exactly. Other teams tend to make those types of mistakes, and the Chiefs don't. And when the other teams make those mistakes, the Chiefs just always capitalize better. So we talk about, oh, the refs are favoring the Chiefs, this and that. No, it's just when they finally do get a call, they take advantage of it, and they don't let go.
I think Josh Allen will outplay Patrick Mahomes. That's going to be a hot take. I think he will.
Okay.
I think he will. I'm speaking it into existence right now, y'all. I think it's going to happen just because, I don't know, I think Josh Allen will play pretty well. I think he's going to have a great game. I think Patrick Mahomes will too. I think it's just going to be back and forth who can, you know, close out the game, which typically you would think Kansas City will, but I think Josh Allen's on a different time this year.
All right, so let's move it over to Chiefs and Ravens. So what do you guys think?
I feel like as long as the Ravens coaching staff does not try to make it a one-man show with Lamar Jackson, and we stick to the fundamentals, running the ball all game, wearing out that defense, the Ravens will pull a win. As long as we play smart football. If they try to make a shootout, the Ravens lost that game. But Ravens control the clock, run the ball, and defense gets a stop, I feel like the Ravens will win the game.
All right, Donovan.
See, I want to say the Ravens will win against the Chiefs, but that's just not going to happen. In my entire heart, like, I just feel it. I just feel the three-peat coming.
This time wants the three-peat to happen.
I want the three-peat to happen, yes, because, bro, I want to experience watching Patrick Mahomes become the greatest quarterback of all time.
You just don't want Tom Brady to be the GOAT.
I love Tom Brady. I watched his entire documentary and brought me in tears. But I want to watch Patrick Mahomes become, like, overtake Tom Brady. Versus head to head. You look at Patrick Mahomes all these years and Tom Brady all these years, he outclasses him in every single category. Patrick Mahomes is better. Head to head. What happened when Eli Manning and Tom Brady played head to head?
But listen, when they play head to head, that's an unfair comparison because Patrick Mahomes hit two players in a face mask in the end zone and he has 0 touchdowns. So that let's not act like it was a singular. It was a 1v1. No, it was a team versus another team. And the Bucs were extremely better than the Chiefs. With that O-line, awful.
Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, and Gronk. Like, what?
Yeah.
Holy goat debate.
All right. But, all right. So the next game, Vikings. I have the Vikings over the Lions. Now, who are you guys? Picks, because I'm pretty sure it's not Vikings and Lions.
I have the Eagles beating the Lions.
Okay. All right, so here, I'll give my reasoning real quick. So this might come as some surprise, seeing as the Vikings are about to play in 30 minutes here. But, and considering that they just lost to the Lions on the last week of the regular season, but I really do believe in this Vikings roster and the coaching. The reason I have them winning the second time, or the third time around, actually, that they play the Lions, is that I think the Vikings will be more prepared for the man coverage against the Lions. The first time, the Vikings were getting absolutely locked up, and it's sad to say because Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, they're good receivers, but they were just not expecting that man coverage to be so good, even to be played at all. They were expecting zone. And so this next time, I don't see how a Vikings team expecting man coverage can't find a way for Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison to get open. I just think that knowing that it's a possibility that the Lions will run man, that they're going to prepare for it, and they're just frankly unguardable two times in a row like that. Mm-hmm. And I think one last point, Brian Flores is a good enough DC to be able to figure out a way to keep the Lions in the low 20s.
In the low 20s.
The Lions are the number one scoring offense in the league.
Low 20s.
You don't think they're scoring? I don't know. I think they're really good.
I got low 20s.
I'm not saying it's possible.
All right. Who do you guys have? Because I know it's not Vikings and Lions.
I have Eagles and Lions.
Eagles and Lions.
And I have the Eagles winning that game. I think if there's any team that can actually put pressure, I think going a fourth down will catch up with them. I think they're going to turn it over a couple times. It all depends on if Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is like the whole backbone of like what happens if the Eagles make it far or not. So I think their defense, the Eagles' defense is ridiculous. I think it's going to cause havoc for the Lions. And I think overall it's just going to be a tough time for this amazing Lions offense, but I think the Eagles will pull through.
I got the Lions for one reason. That Lions O-line is nothing to sneeze about.
Yeah.
I feel like they will be able to keep Jared Goff clean. I feel like he's going to get sacked less than three times. So, we got under three times for sacked. But I feel like they will keep him clean. And the way the Lions run the offense, they have endless possibilities in that offense. So I feel like we'll be able to score, and then the defense just has to get stopped.
I think also because the Lions' defense is banged up on defense. Like they are banged up on defense, and I think the Eagles will play better offensively against this Lions team than obviously last night against Green Bay. If they play like they did last night, I don't think they're going to beat this Lions team.
Donovan?
So, yeah, I also have Eagles-Lions, and I had the Lions winning by a fair amount, too. Because, yeah, by a fair amount. I just don't feel like the Eagles, like Jalen Hurts, no. Like, his playoff record when the defense scores more, when the opposing team's offense scores more than 7 points.
Mm.
I think he has one. And that was against the Packers. And they have to play the highest scoring
offense.
Like, what? And his defense is not going to be able to carry him like he did against the Packers, where Jordan Love threw three picks. Disgusting, bad. And also, the Packers were hurt. You know what I mean? They were hurt that entire game. We lost everybody. We saw that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have the Lions winning that and the Chiefs and the Lions Super Bowl.
See, I didn't even do that much research on that. I didn't know he was he has one win. But I think. I'm going to stand on this, though. I think the Eagles will beat the Lions.
Yeah. Lions are in the Super Bowl.
All right, so going to the Super Bowl. My Super Bowl, Chiefs over Vikings. Again, like I said before, the Chiefs are the best team in the league. There's nothing you can do about it. Patrick Mahomes is still the best in the league. There's nothing you can do about it. The fact that his regular season wasn't the best has no bearing on this playoffs. He's still the best playoff performer in the NFL. I'd take him over Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow any day. The Vikings aren't going to be able to blitz how they used to or how they'd like to against Mahomes in the Super Bowl, because Mahomes is accurate enough and he's experienced enough to dice it up. He's going to play yet another legacy game and add another ring to his collection. And one more time, there's nothing you can do about it.
I have the Eagles versus the Bills. I can see this game going either way, but I'm going to take the Bills. I'm speeding it into existence. I want Josh Allen to get a ring. And I think the Eagles do have the better roster and weapons, but I think it comes down to the QBs here. I think Josh Allen will play much better than Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is going to kind of sell in the biggest game, but I think Josh Allen will rise to the occasion. I think they will win the Super Bowl.
I got Ravens, Lions, Super Bowl.
Oh, wait, let me guess. You got a big.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess.
And the Ravens.
Ravens. Yeah.
They're just going to play Smash Mouth football.
Who did you have last year?
I had the Ravens.
And the year before that?
Who did you have last year?
Who did you have last year? This is a you question.
What did you have last year?
This is a you question.
What did you have last year?
This is a you question.
What did you have last year?
At least my team got to the Super Bowl last year. At least my team got there.
Hey, we both want our rings.
Actually, we got five.
You guys did.
Actually, we got
five.
Y'all
win the Super Bowl.
That's it. Okay. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
But as long as the Baltimore Ravens stick to their culture of smash mouth football, running the ball downhill, we have seen in the regular season and the postseason with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Ravens can run the ball on anybody. As long as they stick to that identity, they can beat anybody.
You don't think Lamar is just going to have one bad game and just sell their whole playoff run?
In this way, you know, in the way that they're playing football, it's not on Lamar to have a good or bad game. Lamar's got to do his job. It's like the running backs got to do their job. Tight ends got to do their job. It's not a one-man show. Like, the game, like, the way Josh Allen's playing, it's on him. If he messes up, they lose. But the way the Ravens were playing, especially in that Pittsburgh game, Lamar played efficient, I mean, not the Pittsburgh game, but Lamar's playing efficient football. He's pulling the ball now, he's running the ball, and if you step with Lamar, Derrick Henry run downhill. And then the defense is good enough where you don't need to be a high-shooting game.
All right, Donovan, who do you got?
He wants Lamar to be Brock Purdy.
I'm saying Brock Purdy.
You guys didn't hear that. He said if he does bad, then we got the rest of the Avengers to help out. You didn't hear that?
Oh, that wasn't a compliment to Brock Purdy?
No, no, it was actually a slight to Brock Purdy.
I don't like how you disrespect my guy.
No, I love Brock. He also took the McCaffrey from me, so I don't like that all too much. But, yeah.
All right, who do you got, Donovan?
I have the Chiefs beating the Lions.
Okay.
Like, the three-peat, I just feel is inevitable. The Lions... They got the furthest they've ever gotten. They finally got to the Super Bowl. Congrats. That's not going to be their peak. They can probably win it later, but not this year. Mahomes wants that third. There's only one team that beat him, and they're going to lose to the Ravens. Hopefully, my prediction's right, which it is right now.
Those are going to beat them.
Bro, the Bills' number one receiver is Khalil Shakir.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
They do have depth, but they don't have a star. Well, they have Amari Cooper, but
he's going to run press man all game.
Amari Cooper can beat that press. He is a talented receiver versus, off the line.
Versus All-Pro Marlon?
Yeah, no, versus Bradley Stanton. That's what's his name?
Brandon Stevenson. Exactly. Brandon Stevenson.
Well, I have said my piece.
Yeah, me too. Do you guys anything else to add?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. All right, this has been another episode of Sideline Stories. I'm Ryan Eddy.
And I'm Jackson Snow.
I'm Chris Boston.
Donovan Hood.
And, have a good day. Peace.
See y'all.
Bye.